Well, Dustin has left, all right. Today is August the 9th, which is Tuesday. Quite a long time after he left. But we did have a lot of fun with him. We took him, after this last episode here, we took him over to Chuck E. Cheese for lunch. And he really enjoyed Chuck E. Cheese. And got to talk to Chucky. Of course, he acted like he really knew the place, really enjoyed it, so it was kind of fun. Let's see, I forgot to comment the previous night, though. I don't remember whether I mentioned on the tape or not. We did take him out to see Millie, and we shot some pictures. In fact, we'll have a picture for you there of that. I received them today back, and we got some fairly good ones of him, so you'll get a few pictures there. But after going to Chuck E. Cheese and spending quite a bit of time there, we drove over to Jack and Jill's, and they got to visit with him for a while and shot a few more pictures, which you will get a couple, or one or two or so. Anyhow, it is their new place. They're located on 51st, right near Sandy now, near the Rhinelander or Sylvia's. If you know where the fancy eating restaurants are there on Sandy, they're just a couple blocks away. And when we got him back over to Connie's, we picked up the fancy little rocking chair made out of clothespins. Very good. Gene got quite a kick out of that. Real nice. And got that stuck away here. Looks pretty attractive. We had a good time with Dustin. He did get tired. And I think when he gets tired and he gets back to his normal ways, loses some of the grown-up stuff, but he's doing all right. Hey, gosh, we sure enjoyed the visit with him. It was a lot of fun. Although it took a lot of pep out of us, took us a couple days to recuperate. We didn't do too much on Saturday and Sunday. We did take it easy, and Monday, being a weekday, that was a good day to head down to the beach. So we went down there, and I managed to get a hole punched through the concrete foundation to run a pipe through for putting in our new water service, since the old one is leaking. Can't go underneath the carport with the old one, so we're going around. And I got that fixed. However, I have the old pipes patched up well enough now that when I turn the water off, there's not that much of a leak or anything. So no big hurry on it. We just keep puttering away. Then we took a walk on the beach, Gene and I. We had a nice walk down there, and it was beautiful weather. Nice and warm, sunny, about 75 or so at the beach. And then we got in the car, and instead of heading home, we headed to Garibaldi and picked up some frozen shrimp from a cannery there. We like to have frozen shrimp once in a while. And we got quite a bit, brought it home frozen, and had a real good time. So it made a nice full day. We were real tired. But I've been rather ambitious again today. Gene had an appointment to get her hair fixed today, so we had to get through with lunch rather early and get her back in time for that. And I even got ambitious and painted her Varathane to the back garage door, the small door that you walk through there in the garage, and made it look fairly good. Did some work around the place, and now I decided to lay down. I thought, by gosh, if we don't get busy with this tape, we'll never get it finished. Asked Jean if she wanted to say anything, and for the second time she says, oh, you go ahead and finish it up. So here I am talking and yakking away to finish it up. But I can assure you I'm not going to finish up the other side. Unless, of course, I get real ambitious and put some phonograph records on. That was a thing I got a kick out of Dustin. He enjoyed having my amplifier, and, well, he played phonograph records on the phonograph, and then he'd lay the microphone down and rebroadcast through an amplifier that I had. And, well, he'd think he was a disc jockey the way he was running it. He got a big kick out of that. And he also wanted to hear some Spike Jones records. We have a couple of Spike Jones this Hawaiian chant that they have. Start out real slow and beautiful, nice Hawaiian music, and then everything flies loose. It almost sounds like they break a guitar string on the end. And then, of course, that Cocktails for Two, which is a famous one that Spike Jonze used to have out and on all the jukeboxes and everything. Then I made the comment that, well, the one I like the best is the Spike Jonze is Put the Dishes in the Sink, Ma, We're Gonna Celebrate. It's about a soldier returning home, and they tell Ma to take it easy, just put the dishes in the sink, they're gonna go out and celebrate. In other words, she don't have to wash the dishes that night. She can do them later. Get a kick out of that. Anyhow, it's a pretty good song. And Dustin liked that one too. Well, I can't talk much more. I think this is a good time to end it. And let's see, tomorrow is Wednesday. Maybe we can get this tape off to you here. Well, I know, I think maybe we'll hold off on the tape until we get some pictures. I'll see. We're going to try and get some pictures made here in the next few days and get them off to you. And we'll get the tape there. I just hope you have batteries in your tape recorder or the plug to run it, the module to run it on 9 volts or something, so that it will work and you can hear us. And if you get ambitious, why, make a tape back for us. But hey, tell Larry to speak up on the thing. Doggone, he gets way off on the thing, and then it's hard to understand, and there's so much background noise that sometimes we can hardly understand him on the last tape. So speak up close to the thing so that we can hear exactly what's being said. After all, we don't want to miss a word. Well, bye for now.